Good Friday afternoon to you from CNN.com headquarters in Atlanta. I'm Namwa Delaney. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Six workers' bodies have been pulled from the rubble of the Dixie Crystal sugar plant near Savannah, Georgia. About 100 people were working in the plant when it was rocked by an explosion last night. Dozens of workers were hurt in the blast and fire, many severely burned over most of their body. Firefighters are still trying to put out the last of the flames. They say the building is unstable and dangerous. Officials suspect the explosion was set off by sugar dust, which can be volatile. President Bush visited Lafayette, Tennessee today for a first-hand look at the area hardest hit by this week's swarm of tornadoes. Late yesterday, he declared five Tennessee counties major disaster areas, clearing the way for federal financial aid. This morning, he promised that help is on the way.
Listen to determine, you know, to make sure that the federal response is compassionate and effective. I don't want people to think something's going to happen that's not going to happen. And therefore, when we say something's going to happen, we help them get their feedback on the ground, it will happen.
3 days after the storm, officials say there are still hundreds of people who remain unaccounted for in Macon County, Tennessee alone. But they think many of them may be in hotels or staying with relatives. The White House Visitor Center, which attracts millions of tourists every year, was evacuated today. Officials say a small amount of ammonia spilled in a nearby storage shed and some of the chemical fumes leaked out. 9 people were hospitalized after complaining of irritated eyes, nausea, and vomiting. Chemical and biological experts from the Secret Service, along with the D.C. Fire Department, were on the scene. A spokesman says it turned out to be a minor, manageable spill that was contained within the shed. A makeshift memorial now sits on the steps of the City Hall in a St. Louis suburb where a man killed 5 people before police killed him. The victims included 2 police officers and 3 city officials. The gunman, identified as Charles Cookie Thornton, had a long-standing feud with the city government and recently lost a free speech lawsuit against the city. He burst into a city council meeting last night. 2 people were wounded, the city's mayor is in serious condition, and a reporter who was covering the meeting is listed in satisfactory condition. Well, you are now up to date. CNN is your source for the latest headlines online, on TV, or on your wireless gadget. Thanks for logging on.